98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Monday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
How was today, do you think? As a Monday, as the cold Monday that it was.
I'm not going to lie to you, because I worked all weekend. Right. I was hoping to be snowed in so I could have a day off.
You were pretty snowed.
Yeah,
I saw your video.
Pretty snowed in. Kids had a blast, though. It's like, you never thought you'd hear this after it was 18 degrees during the week. Dad, do you know where my salopettes are?
No,
never been skiing.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's lovely.
They got salopettes, so all their uncle's salopettes from when they were kids.
All right, Uncle Salopettes.
Yeah.
Well, that's cheaper, I suppose. Come here, I'm dying to know. Any update in the house?
No.
Okay. What else is there? This gives us just an outlet so that we don't have to say
stuff. We'll do a daily update.
Do you want to do daily?
Yeah, yeah.
But it has to be one word
answer.
We'll make
a jingle.
It's got to be one word answer. I want to just yes, and then I can fire the button.
Okay.
Actually, we should do that.
What?
We should do on air, we should do a mortgage button. So that if it does finally happen, you go, Luke, put the button.
Ching, 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 ching.
And then we find out how much you got, how much negative equity you're in.
I'll tell you how much I'm looking for. Oh, no, we're not in negative equity.
You said you were on Friday.
No, not really.
Wow.
Oh, well, if we get what we're looking for, we won't be.
So is it below 300?
The house is up for 285.
Oh, so it's below.
And we owe about 269 on it.
You paid it off in a week, wouldn't you? If you're your stuff.
That's
DJing.
Yeah, that's one gig and a couple of streams on Spotify.
Boom.
Grand.
And then, but then, right, as we discussed on Friday, if you were listening, the mad bastard is going to then again remortgage and do up the gaff.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about it over the weekend, like, and I was talking to the missus about it. I was like, he's mad, isn't he? And she's like, yeah.
But, like, it, the floorboards in this house, literally, if more people are up on the first floor than two, you could go through them.
No, you could. That's unsafe.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Don't live in an unsafe
That's
house.
Why we've to, like, it's
very simple. Yeah. You have a metering system like you do with the poor tunnels sometimes, where you let one kid go to bed and then you tell the other kid to jump over the creek. Oh, yeah, I think it'd be fun. Did you ever see the movie The
Money Pit?
Money Pit, yeah.
I'm going to be Tom Hanks stuck in a hole in the carpet.
He was great.
It was amazing. I just hope that myself and Lisa don't then have to divide the house.
Did you ever see War of the Roses?
Yes.
So that's probably all going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You're going to die in a chandelier.
Brilliant
movie. Anyway, enjoy the best bits of The Big Breakfast. My daughter pops up every now and again and wrecks our heads because we can't talk about things when there's a kid there. But she tries her best. You know, she's not getting paid, is she? I'll take
it. You to buy her sausage roll and hot chocolate.
Done did it. She went shaking wings on. So my keyboard is destroyed. Anyway, have a fantastic day. We might talk to you tomorrow. Cooper's going to order you to do something.
Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
So as I said, we were away for the weekend in Sandra's, my missus's parents' gaff in middle of nowhere land. Clunfad is the name of the place.
Clunfad,
yeah, it's Clun. And on the way back, me, Edie, and Sandra encountered what can only be described as snow. And Edie goes to school quite high up in the mountains and that, so wasn't overly confident that we could make it back to her mom's house and she could go to school in the morning.
Yeah.
So Edie made the decision that, well, maybe she'd just come to work with me. Hey.
Hello.
Where did you come from?
I came from my mother's belly.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Straight in. Welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Thank you.
You you were up before me. You were smiling when I went in to wake you up this morning. This is so impressive.
Did you even sleep last night?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be here for the whole show. Now, the last time we had a kid in here for the whole show, Cooper's nephew.
Yeah,
Ken. He was great. He lasted, I'd say, it was just 8 o'clock when he fell asleep, was it?
He did, yeah.
It was just 8.
He was gone. He was in that beanbag.
So I challenge you to stay awake for the whole show.
Okay.
And if you do, we will get hot chocolate.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that mean...
Can I have extra marshmallows and whipped cream?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Can I get hot chocolate if I last the whole show?
It's just about... It's about her safe.
Yeah, but sometimes I have a nap.
Yeah, well, go and have a nap then. Well, it should be entertaining. You can do Kids News Live. You can find out what happened, and that's about it. That's all the plans I have so far.
Cool. Welcome to the show, Edie.
Thank you.
It's all right.
You're welcome.
Can't wait for
do you want to intro? Later. Do you want to intro this song?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay, we'll try and read it there. You've 16 seconds.
Adventure of a lifetime.
By.
Cold. No. By.
Wow.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Ellie Goulding, Close to Me on 98 FM at 6:22 on the Big Breakfast. While we were all kind of snowed in yesterday, we watched a documentary on Netflix, and I don't know if you've heard of it, Luke, but I recommend it because I'm fascinated with the people who are involved in this. I don't believe what they believe in, but I'm fascinated with why they believe this, and that is Beyond the Curve, and that is the Flat Earthers documentary.
Morgan
Netflix.
Freeman.
Huh?
Morgan Freeman?
No.
No? No, it's right next to the Morgan Freeman one.
Oh, is there a...
So no, as in, if you're on Netflix,
yeah.
It says Beyond the Curve,
yeah.
And then there's a Morgan Freeman documentary.
Oh,
so I'm getting
is that one about penguins?
No, he's mad into that. He does a lot of universe documentaries as well, but what's the Flat Earth thing about?
Flat Earth is basically about the society of the people who believe that the Earth is flat,
society.
And they're doing science experiments. And so they talk to a whole lot of like experts, actual scientists, and then people who are Flat Earthers. And
I love that that's their name. They haven't come up with like another, like Flat Earthers doesn't. It's not an, you know.
No. So, like, they believe that we live on a disc and that there's no curvature in the Earth at all. And there's one of the experiments. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but they do an experiment on water, okay?
I'll spoil it. The Earth is not flat.
And they have pieces of card with holes in it on the water, okay? You know, at a certain length and distance, and they shine light through it. So the light shouldn't shine on the last card if the Earth is curved. So have a listen to what happens in the experiment.
If you're seeing through this hole, through the next hole, and seeing the light at the backboard, or at 17 feet off the water, the Earth is flat. If he's holding it up at 23 feet high and we're seeing the light, well, that's because the Earth's curved. So I should only be able to see it when it's at 17 feet. Enrique, how high is your light?
17 feet.
We don't see you, Enrique. Lift up your light way above your head. Interesting.
So he just debunked his own theory on that
oh,
one.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it's like he's there scratching his head.
Oh.
And then there's like the whole gyro of the Earth, and they bought this laser worth $20,000, which is a laser gyro, which will basically pick up the movement of the Earth, you know, the 15 kilometres an hour that it spins at or whatever. And not 15 kilometres an hour.
God, you got really into this.
Oh my God. But so they spent $20,000 on this thing that could prove that it does spin.
Oh no.
And they were like, oh yes, so it does. So we're going to prove that this science is wrong. Poor fellas, but it is
confusing now.
I was very confused watching it.
I'll watch the documentary and I'll clear it up for myself now because I'm like, is the Earth flat now? You've confused me.
Is there a dome over us though?
Oh, that's the main thing. No, my favourite one. We're on the back of a flying turtle. I really enjoy that one.
Which is sitting on elephants.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
You've seen the picture.
Alternate Free, 98 FM at 6:25. Good morning.
Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Westlife, hello, my love, on 98 FM. It's 7:07, and this is the Big Breakfast.
Is it? I'm on the wrong show. Crap. Imagine that. We had alternating DJs, and one had to do mornings, and the other had to do evenings. Anyway, things are going on in my brain. So, Dancing on Ice. So they make you, right, just in case you're unaware somehow that there was a show called Dancing on Ice, they ask you to be a celebrity and then you dance with a already professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's on ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they also force you to wear sequins.
You don't have to force some people though. Like Brian McFadden. Brian McFadden just took on that sequins and owned it. So he was on... a few times actually, and his shtick, his thing,
yeah.
Apparently, according to him, is dropping people. So when you're dancing on the ice, it's very important that you don't drop the person because they could be injured, and also you need to dance. It's hard to dance with someone when they're on the ice. But his thing is dropping someone.
No, I think it's part of me now. If I don't do a stumble, there's just something wrong.
That's so funny. But last night he actually danced his bit, and then he dropped her again. It's not funny the fifth time.
No, it's not.
I will listen to him try and explain it.
I just love the fact that you were still surprised to be at this stage of the competition after what you just did.
I was surprised to get through to week two, never mind the semi-final.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, it's all fun and games. It's great crack. And you know, all power to him. It's very hard to do it. But just after that, because he dropped his dance partner, largely, he got evicted, got kicked off.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. So it's all of a sudden, yeah. It's not his shtick.
A friend of mine actually works on that show. He does the sound, and they're all mic'd up. They've little lapel mics on them. And he actually sent me the audio of Brian falling on the ice.
Dear.
Yeah. That happened.
All right.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Seems legit. No further questioning.
Does he have this thing about being dropped because of the whole Westlife being dropped thing?
Oh, too far.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
I needed your help over the weekend. I really was in a situation where I went, "Gah, if I had Cooper here now, I'd be fine."
You know that my number is in your phone and all you got to do is send me some sort of WhatsApp to warn me that you're going to call for advice.
You were in a club at the time. Oh, you were DJing and I was in a family event of, you know, I don't do well in.
Yes.
I just can't. But there was my missus's mom's birthday. It's happy birthday. She was 60. Hey, Kitty, how are you if you're listening? Yeah. She's in the middle of nowhere and all of her family came over. So I was there in the middle of them and we were all having the crack until it turned against me. They said they'd been listening to the show and they'd heard Mickey Mouse was on talking about giving tickets away to Disney on Ice. And that Mickey Mouse was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then we got into like who can do the better impersonations and they challenged me to do something that I know you are brilliant at.
What's that?
So they said, okay, you can do a Mickey, but can you do a Yoda from Star Wars? And I failed in front of all the brothers. I absolutely couldn't do it. It sounded like I had a chest infection.
Go on.
I went something like, so I laughed for a long time. Darkness leads to hate. Hatred leads to suffering. And they all laughed at me and said no, and the other brother could do it way better. You would have just got in and gone,
That's it, I don't have Yoda.
You would have won though. That's way better than mine. Naughty boy, you say.
The weakness is forced in my Yoda. No.
Oh, no,
we wouldn't have done it.
No, I wouldn't. Lonely walls
have changed. Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. So
don't call me up. Mabel, don't call me up on 98FM. It's 7:45 on the Big Breakfast.
I think everybody has heard the Nadine Coyle audio, or even maybe seen it. Was it called Pop Stars?
It was Pop Stars, yeah. It was way before like American Idol or X Factor or anything.
Louis Walsh was actually still a judge on it, yeah. Which is incredible. That's how long ago it was. But what happened was Nadine Coyle said she was a certain age and then, you know, they asked her to have a look at the passport and suddenly realised the error of her ways. Now, it's famous, the clip is. But it actually, some good came of it. Not only did Nadine Coyle go and get a very successful career in Girls Aloud eventually, but Nicola from Derry Girls got the Derry Girls gig by impersonating Nadine Coyle. It's a bit convoluted, but it'll make sense. This is her on The Late Late Show over the weekend. Have a listen.
The only person I could think of from Derry was Nadine Coyle. And the only thing I could think of was her losing her passport on Popstars.
One of our favourite clips.
Yeah, but I also delivered that speech verbatim in the audition. Like, no one wanted me to do it. But you know when you're nervous?
Can you do it now?
My name's Nadine Coyle from Lark Hill and Derry. Date of birth, 15th of 685, Mechamia, Germany. And what date of birth did I say now?
She's so good.
That is so good.
It's the 15th thing here, look.
Lark Hill and Derry. Date of birth, 15th of 685.
So she did an impersonation so well that she got a job out of it.
I did get one job out of doing an impression before. Oh, well, when I say job, I got a gig.
Cue the music. Hey, what is the impersonation,
Steve? It's the one that you hate. It's Donald Duck.
Oh, no. I thought we banned that. Did we not ban the duck?
So I'm not going to do it.
No, I kind of want to hear it now.
No.
Uh-oh. It's kind of good.
Well, I got to wear marigolds on my feet and yellow tights for a few weeks when I was doing it.
What was the gig?
It was just a variety show and I was Donald Duck.
Well, there you go. And it never left you, huh? No, but
Club isn't the best place. Cooper Emma and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. Good morning.
Kids news. We actually have a kid in the studio here. Edie, what was your kid's news over the weekend?
So, I went to my dad's girlfriend's mom's house.
Nice.
And I saw one of my best friends, Taylor. And we stayed over at the house and there was really creepy dolls there.
Boom, there, that's it. There's a kid. That's our news. So now it's time for you to send in your own. So send it. What is it? Send them in, kids. Is that your tagline now, is it?
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, kids, now send them in.
Here's the number. 0877-98-98-98. That was brilliant.
It can be anything. It can be what you got up to over the weekend. Hey, maybe your school is closed because of the snow, or I don't know. Did you have to wake up super early and scrape all the ice off your mom's car because she's not up yet?
Did you make your brother eat yellow snow?
Ew!
0877-98-98-98. We do it just after Greedy Guts.
And we'll have traffic for you in about 3 minutes.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
It's time for Greedy Guts.
5 questions, 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Well done.
On their way to work. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, what are the roads like? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Kildare, and they're treacherous.
Oh, dear.
Gardaí did issue a warning last night that if you were in Kildare or Meath or surrounding areas, not to travel.
So thankfully I'm only going as far as a train station, and that's really it.
You know what will happen now? They'll cancel the train. You'll have to go home.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I know.
Do you know the rules for 98FM's Greedy Guts?
Kind of. It's been a while since I've had the pleasure of listening to a radio.
We won't ask why, assuming you were ill or something.
Well, no car.
Well, it's simple enough. We ask you a question. If you get it right, you keep that amount of cash. And if you go to the next question, you get it wrong, you lose everything.
Mm.
But you can stop after every question if you like, and you can win up to 500 euro. All right?
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Tell me about it.
Here we go.
All right, 5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong,
you're gone.
Yeah, we'll give her that. She did well. Whey.
25 euro.
Now, enough of all that. It's time for the serious part, Katrina.
Okay.
For 25 euro, Inglos and MAC are all brands of...
Makeup.
You were very quick there. So quick, I wasn't ready with the... There you go. Well done.
Well done. What you want to do, Katrina? Take that...
Go on. I might as well gamble.
Right.
50 euro.
If tomorrow is Pancake Tuesday...
Uh-huh.
I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, Pancake Tuesday tomorrow. So if tomorrow is Pancake Tuesday, what name is given to this Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You weren't convinced yourself.
No.
So people are going, why are people walking around with black dots on their forehead?
Well done.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, so 50 quid is all yours. What do you want to do? Move on for 100 euro or take the cash?
Oh, no, look.
Is she gone?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Maybe the snow fell on her.
Whoa. We don't spread rumours.
But snow.
Suze is going to get her back.
Is she going to get her back?
Yeah, so sometimes this happens, Edie, where...
What?
Well, you'll be chatting to someone, right, and they might be driving, and they go through like a patch of where there's no coverage, and it just hangs up. I'm mad.
Hello?
So what do we do? Yeah, that's what me and Cooper are thinking.
That's what we're asking you.
Literally. Oh, I think she's back now. Oh no, she's talking to Suze, and she's back. Katrina, don't ever do that to me again.
Sorry, I'm in Boggerville, so it's no signal.
The question was, do you want to go on to 100 euro?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
100 euro.
Phew. Just to be clear, Katrina's in Kildare. That's the shticks, not Boggerville.
The shticks.
Okay.
It's a bit of a maths question, Katrina.
Oh, lovely.
And my daughter sitting here to my left did not get it right.
Okay.
Because I didn't even guess it.
That's true, yeah, I didn't give you time. Didn't think you would. For 100 euro, what is the total number of dots on a dice?
On a dice? Oh my God, man. I've got one, two, three, six sides, isn't there?
Could be.
6'11".
Quick! Say something!
I don't know, I can't.
Oh, yeah, Jason! Oh, no!
And you're gone.
Oh, no worries.
What was it?
21. Not to worry.
Sorry, love.
We tried.
But you made it all tense by dropping out and coming back, and we didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I mean? It was great. Have a lovely day.
You too. Have a great one.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Yeah, that was a hard enough question, though, because you have to add up all those.
She was going the wrong direction, though, was she?
Yeah, I would have went backwards.
6 and 5.
Yeah, so it's 11.
11.
And then 4
is...
Yeah. I go backwards.
Yeah.
I start with the highest number and then I go down.
Okay, cool. Hey, you might like something that's happening in a couple of minutes now. Kids Greedy Guts. Yeah? You into that? No, your face says a different thing.
In a couple of minutes?
Yeah, and like just after this song. So if you want to get on the radio, tell us your news. It's like kids' news, not Kids Greedy Guts. Tell us your news. Let us know what happened over the weekend. Are you snowed in? 0877 98 98 98.
It's Backstreet Boys. Quit playing games with my heart. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Morning!
Morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Backstreet Boys, quit playing those games. It's 98FM at 8:18.
Kids news! Scientifically more entertaining than adults news. That's why we made this part of the show. If you're wondering, what do I do? Is it who? What? Well, Sophie will give you an example of what a good kids news is.
Hi, Cooper Luke. This is Sophie. My mommy got a new job and I get to see her every day.
Amazing. She's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was every day.
I
wonder, is her mom as happy about the situation?
Probably. I think there should be some good news because, like, I'm sure everybody got up to loads of cool things if they got snow yesterday. And maybe you've got a snow day.
Oh. In Dublin.
I heard there might be snow days in Kildare. Might be.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Kildare, it doesn't count.
I know my two are like dying to have a snow day today. Mm-hmm. Like they're convinced there's a snow day.
0877 98 98 98. If you send in your kids news, we'll play it out in about 6 minutes or so. So just before you get into school. Okay. Have you got any songs on the way? Any music?
Yeah, what I got a nice throwback from Neo.
Oh, yeah.
And George Ezra's on the way as well.
Oh, super.
FM's.
Kids news, because kids are more entertaining than adults. Isn't that right, 8-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got loads of kids news here. Let's see what happened over the weekend.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hey.
My name's Evie. I'm 11 years old. And this weekend, I was very bold because I got ice cream and a crepe on the same day.
Yeah.
And also, don't be late with 98, but you're going to be late because it's almost snowing. I'm freezing cold. Hopefully, no school for all these kids. Bye, Cooper and Luke.
Bye.
Bye.
She's called Evie.
Evie.
It's very close to...
ED,
yes, man.
And also it's a Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon. Evie is a Pokemon. Very good. Well done, Evie.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hey, yeah.
It's Isabel here. It was my birthday on Saturday.
Happy birthday.
And all of my friends came to my house.
Nice.
And we went on the bouncy castle and it was so fun.
It's a bouncy castle in the snow.
That'd be awesome.
In the snow?
Yeah.
You're slipping all over the place.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
Hi, I'm Layla. I'm 9 years old. And on the weekend, I went for a sleepover at my nanny's house.
Cool.
And awesome. Because my mum and dad went out for dirty points.
What?
Mum and dad these days. Well, that was my news. Bye.
Hang on, we have to go back. Your mum and dad went out for...
for dirty points.
What?
Sus, you got a?
I got nothing.
You got a translator on it. One more time.
For dirty points. Mum and dad these days.
Dirty points?
Dirty butts?
Dirty butts?
I heard a B.
I heard a B, yeah. Well, hey, if we could figure out what that said, maybe WhatsApp is in, let us know what you're actually saying. Here's another one here.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hey, yeah.
My name's Ryan, and over the weekend I went to space because I'm a space cadet.
Nice. Thank you for your kids' news, but we still need to figure out what the dirty... Hang on, one more time. I need to...
Dirty points.
30 points? They scored 30...
Dirty
it's not dirty butts. You can't say that in the radio.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
John Legend and Tiesto All of Me on 98 FM. It's 8:41.
We need to talk about Dublin Zoo because something special is happening with the elephants. Edie, cover your ears.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. Experts from all around the world have been flying into Dublin Zoo to see how they are doing what they are doing. Because Dublin Zoo has some of the highest population of captive elephants under a certain age in the entire world.
Wow.
Which is incredible. Fair play for Dublin Zoo. Obviously, great place. Very proud of them. Hundreds of keepers have been visiting because they are doing something, right? That are getting the elephants in the mood to have babies. There is no other zoo in the entire world with 7 calves under the age of 5. That's incredible. How many zoos are there in the world, and how much more money did they have to us? Never. Do you know what I mean?
So there's a bunch of lads coming over, a bunch of creeps to watch elephants.
Well, I don't think. No. They don't pay. I don't put a euro in the little box and the screen opens up. Edie's laughing, but she doesn't know why.
I don't know why.
Yeah. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
Oh, always an interesting time. Specifically this time. By the way, does anybody know why we do it at this time? Will we ever stop and ask ourselves, why is it the 9:15 Mystery Machine?
Yeah, the 9:15 machine doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
The 9:15 game at the time.
You could be any time.
Yeah, well, I think because Mystery Machine rhymes with 9:15.
Yeah, I think so.
And also it says it on the machine.
Yeah, see, that's why he's the brains of this bunch. Suze, you were going to the dentist or something there on Friday.
Oh, I was, yeah, so yeah. How did you get on?
I think it was 9:18, Mr. Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But do you want to twiddle that there maybe?
Yeah, go for that one there.
That one?
The red one.
The red one, always the most popular one.
Oh, it's Pop Factor Fiction. It's giving me a printout here. There's a couple of bullet points on it.
Oh, of course it is.
Bullet points.
So Pop Factor Fiction, you're going to hear a couple of facts about a couple of pop stars and you have to just figure out if they're fact or fiction.
Oh, that's simple.
They're rubbish, basically. Or they're real.
Okay.
Okay.
Their heads are tails, look.
Pretty much. It's a good template for a game, really, isn't it?
True or false? Yeah,
that's essentially what it is. Cooper, we'll start with you first, okay?
Yeah.
Britney Spears. We all know she has made millions from her perfume sales. Hundreds of millions, actually. But did you know she's actually allergic to perfume? She doesn't wear it.
Nice one. No, false. No way.
Fiction,
yeah, because like, yeah, no, fiction, yeah.
Yeah, why? You can't just say no, Coop.
Because it's absurd.
It is absurd. You can't, because like, if you have to make perfume, you have to be beside perfume, and you can't just go,
Yeah, it's like a milkman being lactose intolerant. Wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Perfume allergy isn't even a thing, so no.
Okay, Cooper, you're right. It is fiction.
Yes. Well done.
All right, Luke.
Hey, yeah.
Madonna. She's had a brilliant career.
False.
Oh, that's mean.
As a solo artist, but did you know she started off her career as a drummer in a band called The Breakfast Club?
A lot of details there. Mm-hmm. However, I think if someone was making this up and they were just trying to think of the name of a band and they were on a breakfast show, they would just go, oh, The Breakfast Club, whatever. They would eat a club sandwich. So I'm going to say that is a fiction, a work of fiction, Suze.
Luke, that is a pop fact.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there's actually a movie coming out about it. About her time as the drummer in this band. She eventually took over as the lead singer and then forged her own career from it. But yeah, that should be out in cinema soon.
No that's way.
Incredible. Yeah. Are we still, is that fixed? Okay, I thought you would then.
You got one wrong, Luke.
Yeah, okay. You got it wrong.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Vin Diesel once lost $180,000 in a single poker game.
That's a lot of money to lose.
But is it to Vin Diesel though? Probably find that down the side of his bed, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would.
I'm going to say that is true. Why not? He likes to do risky movies and take, you know, risks. So let's go with that.
It's Pulp Fiction. It didn't happen.
Oh,
he has a stunt double. Silly boy.
All right,
Give us one more.
Okay. Jermaine Jackson. He's part of the Jackson family. Michael Jackson's brother.
Which one though? Is it brother? Oh, it's a brother, sorry.
Jermaine, yeah.
Sorry.
Did you know his daughter is called Your Majesty Jackson?
You're joking.
Check it out, man. So, what was her name?
Your Majesty Jackson.
Could you say it without crying? That's a work of fiction. Would you stop? It's absurd, I say. Absurd, Suzanne.
Look it up in the family tree.
No, it's not.
It's Pop Fact. I'm not joking.
Never mind the allegations that he was physically abusive. You can't call your...
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I think the most important thing that we've learned from this is that I won.
Yes,
oh,
well done.
Yeah, congratulations. Well done. You got to win something. Like that.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Nice of you to look up over your DS to say that. Thank you. She can't even hear me, the lunatic. It's bringing your kid to work day, by the way, just in case you wonder what the nature I'll do in the studio. Massive gig announcement. Here we go. Ready for it? Yeah. Dina Aguda Balera, she is coming back to Dublin, 3 Arena, ladies and gentlemen. So tickets on sale. November 5th is when she is playing the 3 Arena. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 8th. €80.
Ooh.
That stings, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does she hang out of the ceiling like Pink?
I doubt she does. She's a little bit older now, isn't she?
Is she mime as good as Britney Spears?
Stop that now. She was in Dublin recently, actually.
Miming, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and she dragged Pitbull with her as well, which is, I mean, I still haven't forgiven her for that. But hey, yeah, look, if you want to go, she's a great singer. She seems like a bit of crack as well. She took a selfie down the road from these studios. So maybe one day she might come in. Am I right? And we get an A-lister on?
Yeah, we get her in.
Maybe Suze could hook that up. From that to Brian McFadden falling on his... On himself. So he has this thing, Brian says, that when he does Dancing on Ice, he falls over. And some people think it's that he can't dance or skate, but he thinks it's just his thing. Look, have a listen here.
No, I think it's part of me now. If I don't do a stumble, there's just something wrong. Part of me.
I just love the fact that you were still surprised to be at this stage of the competition after what you just did.
I was surprised to get through to week two, never mind the semi final.
It's beautiful.
And then he was voted off.
They didn't think he'd last this long. Anyway, even the bookies, they didn't put him up to this.
But man, imagine if someone came in every now and again to the studio and while we're on air went, hey, congratulations, we didn't actually think you would make it to year three.
There is a guy in the building that says that to us on a daily basis.
Yeah, but he employed us, so we can't give out about him.
True.
And finally, this is a bit of personal gossip. I don't know if you've seen this yet, and I would highly advise you to. The Edge of Tomorrow. Did you ever see that movie? It's Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt, right? And it's a sci-fi, an original sci-fi movie that I absolutely love, but it bombed at the box office. Oh. Nobody gave a crap because they wanted to see, you know, Top Gun 2, and they're mad into sequels and Marvel movies at the moment. This was a cool sci-fi. It was like Groundhog Day and Starship Troopers. It was really good. It was a really good Tom Cruise movie. And it's gone up and, you know, it did horribly, so obviously not going to get a sequel. But it's looking like it might be. So they got a few pieces on board. Both Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise said, yeah, they'd be up for doing it. So then they have to write a script. And it's got a long way to go before it's made, but it's good news.
Was this the Groundhog Day in space?
Yeah.
It was a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
Was it not called something else?
Yeah. So originally it was going to be called Live, Die, Repeat. But they changed it a month out to The Edge of Tomorrow.
I'm sure I watched Live, Die, Repeat, not Edge of Tomorrow.
It's impossible.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Coming to Dublin, Christina Aguilera. It's 98FM. What a girl wants.
The 3 Arena, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, tickets on sale this Friday.
€80.
€80.
Yeah. So that's two is 160. It's a night out, isn't it?
Going on my own.
Hotel then. That's 195 million. How much is hotels now?
Hotels in Dublin?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was about €578.
Cool, cool. Something that's completely for free, we do not charge you, is one of the best parts of the show, to be honest. Producer Susan's One More Tune Story. It's methodically researched. She goes to the lengths to find out every eventuality of where this song could go. And she's gonna deliver it actually to an 8-year-old girl. Edie, you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be fantastic.
Have Edie.
Have you heard one of these before?
I think so.
Yeah, very memorable
very
stories.
Memorable,
yeah. Well, today we are staying at home. We are staying in Dublin City for our One More Tune Story today.
Good.
So as always, I want song suggestions based on this. So if something pops into your head when you hear the story, let us know. Give us a song. If it's good enough, we'll play it. We're going a bit political this morning. So Edie.
Yes.
You can give me your political views on this one, right?
Okay.
Do you know what the doll is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Where the doll is where all of our politicians make all of the decisions that will affect whether you have a snow day. So if there's bad snow, the doll say, look, close down the schools. That kind of thing. Important stuff, you know?
They're the people you should bribe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So in the doll, they have a couple of perks. If you're a politician, you know, they have a bar there where they can go in and get discounted drinks.
Nice.
Lucky.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Another thing they have is a gym.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's free for all the politicians because we need our leaders to be healthy, to be working out. A healthy body is a healthy mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they've just discovered, they said, so we'll just look into it, see if we'll fund the gym next year, because we'll just check how many politicians are using the gym.
Oh, no. No, where's this going?
So, over last year...
No. I don't want to know.
The gym, and now everyone can use this.
No.
Everyone can walk in the door. It was only used in total. And this is the amount of time someone went in was 394 times.
Wow.
That is just one person a day on average. That's give or take shocking. An extra few, 30 people.
You know, with the treadmills, you're able to see how many miles have been walked.
Yeah.
I wonder how many, or were they, do people just go in, clock in and have a meeting in there
yeah.
and then walk out again?
So that's it. If you went into the doll gym on any day, chances are you'd only see maybe one person in there.
Doesn't Leo love jogging? He's a jogger. I've seen
him. He does. He's very outdoorsy now.
Yes,
he might love the outside bit and the marathons and the fun runs and stuff like that. But the politicians, they don't like working out, especially in a free gym.
That's mad.
Hang on a sec. Because it's technically our gym.
Yeah.
We can use it. We pay for it.
We're paying for this.
Can we use it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Right. Why not?
Well, that's the question they should bring up in the doll and answer for us. But song suggestions, I'm going to kick it off with a bit of Missy Elliott. Work it.
It's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your favorite if it's bad yet.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
What do you think? Can you think of a song suggestion based on that story, kid?
All I can think of, Baby Shark.
Baby, of course, yeah. Because you're eight.
I like that.
Though. No, Baby Shark.
Okay, 087. Shark did.
No, stop it. Stop it.
877-98-98-98. What song would you like us to play?
And we play. That's how we play out the show. Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me is next on The Big Breakfast.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
Seriously.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Dua Lipa, Blow Your Mind on 98FM. It's cowboy time. 10 to 10.
Yeah. Producer Suze, if you could... what was that?
The time I was born.
You were born at 10 to 10. That's incredible that you knew that. Suze, if you could give us a recap of your story, please.
Figures released today have revealed the gym habits of the doll members, with some incredible findings, which are that they're not going really to the gym at all. They went last year just over 350 times, which is about one time per day you might find one of the doll electives working out.
Do they lift though? Do you know what I mean?
Do you lift, bro?
Do you lift, bro? Do you even pass motions? Okay, so, or is that a judge? I don't know. I don't do good politics. Anyway, song suggestions coming in. Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical.
Get physical.
Yeah.
Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get physical.
God, that music video is terrifying. We just played it, but a bit of Naughty Boy running.
Running, 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 running.
Yeah, no, that's good too. This got sent in from Tom. He says,
here's a great song for the Doyle. The Muppet Show.
Yeah. Things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet Show. Nice. However, none of them have won.
We do have a winner, though, from Caroline, and she's in Dublin 1 today. She said, how about salt and pepper? Push it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Can we not just play the Muppet Show instead?
No. Okay.
It's 98 FM. One more cheer.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.